The time has come to get ready for the 2022 World Cup. And what better way to prepare than by revisiting the World Cup's most amazing goals? I'm Brian Phillips. I'm making a podcast about the history of the Men's World Cup, told through the stories of 22 iconic goals. The show's called 22 Goals. It's out now on the Ringer Podcast Network, and we're having so much fun.
Welcome to How to Stake. My name is Bill Simmons, here with Tyler Parker, Chris Ryan, Sean Fennessy. You have the floor.
People who charge money for water should be put in prison, and furthermore, flavored water should be free.
Who are the people who are charging you
the
for
companies,
water?
The companies, the big, Aquafina? Big water. Like, yeah, just all of them.
Yeah. Any, Dasani, you're out.
Aquafina?
The brands don't even matter. I'm not here to destroy the brands. The point is, there's obviously this big movement for making water more available around the world, right? It's a huge, huge charitable act around the world, which I think is very noble of us. I believe in it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, why can't I just get Fiji-level water everywhere all the time for free? It's freaking water. Why am I being charged for that as a citizen of the United States?
Notice that it hasn't rained here in 3 years.
That could be a factor, but that's not the case if you live in Seattle, and it's not the case if you live in Massachusetts. So why am I spending $5.89 for a 16-ounce water?
Do you only shop at airports?
For the environment.
Yeah. I was going to say, I can get you some cheaper water.
Yeah, maybe we got a little business.
I got a good water guy, and I can get you some good shit for cheap, man.
even my beloved Crystal Geyser, where I can get 64 ounces for like $3. That's $3 I don't want to have to spend, and I shouldn't have to spend it. And like I said, furthermore, you drop 3 droplets of orange flavoring into the water, that should also be free. In fact, they should be giving those packs out the way they give sugar packs out at a coffee shops. We need to democratize water in this country immediately. This is a huge important issue.
Can I go take off the take?
Yeah, I always love when you do that.
I feel like Sean's tapping into something here.
Tapping, thank you. Like the water taps that we deserve in this country.
The worst thing about the water is the plastic bottles. And
terrible for
how
the environment.
Awful they are for the environment. How many of them? Like Chris right now is just sitting there having like an 8-ounce water. That bottle is probably...
I salute the dolphin that will perish after I finish this ice cold, exactly serving size
it's
bottle
It's an 8-ounce water. I think water, if you're going to buy water, which I'm not against because I know it costs money to go get the water and it's purified and all the whatever.
Put it in my taxes. I'll pay for that. I'm fine with that.
I think water bottles should be 32 ounces or more. That's it. We eliminate all
water
bottles.
Who wants to
walk
around with a giant fucking 32-ounce bottle of water?
You know what? Drink some fucking tap water then.
I would rather
These are our water choices. 32 ounces, 64 ounces, nothing.
I'd rather walk around with a mini water bottle is as good as a penny to me. Like, I don't... what is a mini water bottle?
I love
even
mini
gonna,
water
Isn't
bottles.
Even going to quench
mini
my...
Mini water bottles are exactly the serving size that you need to get a little bit hydrated, but
first
not
of all,
have to
everybody should drink more water. Like, look at Tom Brady. The guy's 45.
That's
he's
exactly
regenerated
what he's been
his
doing.
Own hair.
Yeah.
Still playing football. And he drinks
why do you
7 gallons of
water
a day and eats almonds and can still play football. So more water is good. And that's it. 32 ounces and up. So would you at least go with that?
No.
Sean?
You're talking about selling water. Stop selling water. That's not the take.
Well, what about oxygen? You go to the hospital and it's like we had to give you this oxygen. And then that's part of like your urgent care bill is that they gave you oxygen, which I should be able to get anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like charging for bad advice. I'm good. I don't need it.
I got to do this to you. I hate doing this because I feel like the hottest take is a place where middle-aged
Safe
men
space.
Come and start screaming at each other about AirPods. But you need to come clean. You installed a water filtration system in your house.
That's exactly right, because I'm trying to get around the way that my government has been holding me back on this issue.
What do you mean?
Clean my water.
But what do you mean? What does a water filtration system in your house look like? How does that manifest itself?
It's just a tank that is connected to my water hookup.
Okay.
It sits outside of my house that makes my water clean enough to drink
it
out of the tap.
It takes the feces out of the water, Tyler.
Yes.
But isn't that already happening just based off of the fact that it's coming out of the tap? isn't it already decided that it's clean enough for me to drink?
Goes into the tap.
It depends on what state you live in because the water consistency is different. For example, in California where we live, we have hard water.
Yeah. Right.
Hard water, bad for your skin and gnarly to taste. When you make it soft water, it's much more easier to drink.
I didn't know that there were...
I had some tap water at his house the other day. It was pretty good.
I didn't know there were varying degrees of the water, the hard and soft. I wasn't aware of this.
This is a whole world that I have explored, and hence I am here to advocate for the universality of soft water and filtration in our life. And I think we deserve it. I'm a human being. I'm not just a stick on the road. Give me vitamins. Give me life. Just give me water. No one here can disagree with me.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I just think that, personally...
Hold on, Sarah, take another sip from your 8-ounce water bottle before we pontificate.
Yeah. Murder another sea mountain. Creature so you can have a sip.
Here's what I also like, is sometimes when I get a glass of water, that's just not, there's not enough juice there. And I mean juice, capital J, not juice like a flavoring.
Right.
Like I love the fact is the juice. That no free ads here, but this says Niagara on it.
Where is it from?
I don't know, but it makes me feel like
it's from like Sheboygan.
Crashing waterfalls are hitting me as I ingest this perfectly sized amount of water.
I have an idea for you. Get a felt pen and just write Niagara on your tap. And every time you drink from your tap, which should be cleaned, you get the same feeling. It's that easy.
For the hottest take, I'm Tyler Parker. It's Chris Ryan. It's Chris Ryan's 8-ounce water bottle. It's going to kill a dolphin tonight. And Sean Fennessy. We'll see you next time.